Good morning, dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Today is Thursday, 31st of August, partly cloudy morning here in Auroville after the shower on 27 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today predicts rather cloudy with a couple of thunderstorms around this afternoon and over the night turning out clear. Chance on precipitation and on thunderstorms are almost 60%. And temperatures would be ranging from low of 26 to high of 34 with heat index on 41 degrees Celsius. Winds from south at 9 km per hour with occasional gust on 18 km per hour. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated on 67%. Weather charts predict more or less the same weather condition as today over the weekend, so rain and T-storms are expected in the next few days. Working Committee and FMC shares with us the following information on the Government of India Grant Management Committee. They would like to inform the community that they have restructured the former Government of India Grant subgroup to officially form the Government of India Grant Management Committee to better manage grants. Auroville is listed among the Institute of Higher Education of the Ministry of Human Resource Development of Government of India. To that end, Auroville has received grants from HRD Ministry for many years, Bharat Nivas SAIR, and more recently, New Era Secondary School, Orinoco, working groups such as the Town Development Council, Working Committee and FMC have received Government of India grants on the basis of funding requests made to the Governing Board via the Working Committee. At present, Auroville receives 15 to 18 crores annually, with 80% of this grant being earmarked as capital expenditure for infrastructure. In the past, some members from the Working Committee and FMC and representatives from the Unity Fund would manage the grant application process and primarily ensure timely utilization of funds, as this was crucial to the next tranche of funds being released. This year, the Working Committee saw the need for better processes, and FMC noted that allocation of Government of India grants does not always respond to important collective needs of the community and have adequate accountability structures for monitoring work and use of funds, which has in some instances led to mismanagement of funds and poor quality work. To meet these needs, the Working Committee and FMC together decided to constitute a Government of India Grant Management Committee. Details about current membership and responsibility of that committee will be available on Auravinet soon. Cats are coming back, and we will have on Tuesday, 5th of September at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, the first one exploring prosperity in Auroville. Could we make a bold leap towards the dream and manifest prosperity and abundance in Auroville? If you're interested to work out together concrete actions, please come. With Anandi, Giacomo, Jaya, Joseba, Kavita, Luigi, Pashi, Srimoy, Suryamai, Umberto and others. CAT is the space to unleash our creative energies, and CAT aspires to be a springboard towards the future. It's the space where we respond with discernment, respect and spirit of collaboration. So if you're interested to offer your heartfelt project within CAT, contact them at cat@auroville.org. But I already planned another two sessions on 12th and 19th of September. The second one will be on Restorative Circles by Restorative Auroville, and the third will be on Universal Mother according to Sri Aurobindo. Let us check out the culture events of this weekend. Postponed Boo Earth Dance Performance. It will be on 1st, 2nd and 3rd of September at 7:30 p.m. at Kalarigram, Udayam, and on Eden Javadi Road near Adi Shakti. A dance theatre show inspired by the oldest martial art of Kalariapatu is about the journey of a man looking for connection with himself and nature. Tomorrow, 1st of September, Artbreak Day 2017 at Visitor Center between 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And this year it will focus on column mural on the container behind the Visitor Center's cafeteria. That is the 5th annual celebration here in Auroville, but it's celebrated globally on 40 plus locations on the same day. From Sadhana Forest, children are invited to a nature outing to come and enjoy nature and mud pool. They title it Conscious Living on Saturday, September 2nd. So all children are welcome to see, feel, sense the beauty and the energy of Sadhana Forest community and experience the harmonious, peaceful and conscious way of living. They will depart with the van from Solar Kitchen at 3:30 p.m. and return at 7:30 p.m. to the same place. The French Pavilion invites us on presentation publication of audiobook Sita in Forest, on your radio tale by Chloe Sanchez on Saturday, September 2nd at 5 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso. Presentation is only in French. The same day, September 2nd, Saturday at 3 p.m. at Ecoprom, Aurosurgeon Complex, The Life of P, Almost Everything About Urine, presentation by Lucas from Ecoprom. And for those who have children, the following information and invitation is interesting from Scholarship and Education Fund on counseling session with Pipa Mukherjee on Monday 11 and Tuesday 12 of September. And session timings are available all day inside her building next to Town Hall in small meeting room upstairs. So if you have your child or student have question about college or higher studies, Pipa Mukherjee, former college counselor at Kodai International School and longtime educator, will give college counseling sessions for 2 days in Oroville. She can answer questions about schools in and outside of India, scholarships, financial aid, study programs and etc., as well as help think through plans. You need to email Oralis at oralis@yahoo.com with your preferred day and timings. From Sri Aurobindo Center for Studies, India and the World, Bharat Nivas are happy to have Adam Kinsel, who is visiting, to make a presentation of his work as a psychotherapist at the Bhumika on Friday, September 8 at 5 p.m. The theme is Embodied Research. On Saturday, September 2nd at 2:30 p.m. at SAI Conference Hall, we are invited to a presentation of the third session of Sadhana program. Our campus initiative team invites us all who have in one way or another kindly contributed towards its realization and or have a keen interest in the larger domain of Oroville A Learning Society to join closing session with the Swadharma participants. The 17 participants who have joined them from various parts of India for a 5-week exploration will present their individual learning, journey and discovery process and reflect on the insight they gain for their life path ahead. And here's the update from Water Group. They are saying that despite the sweltering few summer months, the southwest monsoon has cooled us down with a higher than average rainfall in July and August. This July, 153 millimeters fell, whereas the Oroville average for the last 39 years has been 73 millimeters. As for this August, 224 millimeters has fallen by August 26, whereas the average for the last 39 years has been 130 millimeters for the entire month. How are these aquifers responding? Our shallower wells, tapping mostly into the Cuddler sandstone aquifer, are showing signs of stabilization and gentle recovery. However, water levels in our deeper wells, tapping mostly into the Vanur sandstone, continue to decrease. We need much more rain if we want to recharge all our aquifers. So we can hope that the northeast monsoon, beginning in mid-October, will bring those rains. This summer they created a crisis management plan in case wells in Oroville began to dry and kept our working groups updated with weekly bulletins regarding the water situation. In addition to creating a long-term strategy, they are also working to strengthen our well monitoring and rain gauge teams and get that data up on website. And advice on the installation of flume meters on wells in Oroville, update their community with tips and reports and more. From Oroville Library of Things comes information that they need a little boost to fill up its shelves and develop into amazing platform that they envision it can be. They are sure it will bring a lot of joy and opportunities to our community, but it hasn't really kicked in yet. It needs more things. So if you have objects you wish to donate, you are invited to bring them, but they would be also happy to come and pick them up at your house if that is more convenient for you. Just let them know in details and they will be at your step to pick it up. If you have any reservation about safety of the items you choose to share or donate, let them know and they will be happy to discuss the details with you. You can email them at alot@arvel.org in, or you can call them on 978-780-211 or 94-888-18755. At the Coffee and Club in Sadana Forest, tomorrow at 7 p.m. there was screened special report, A Plastic Tide 46, made in 2017 and directed by Helen Ann Smith. And Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. there was screened Russian mystery science fiction, The Ugly Swans, made in Russia in 2006 and directed by Konstantin Loposhansky. On Saturday, international comedy drama The Second Mother, made in Brazil in 2015 by writer and director Anna Moyalert. On children's film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m., Fantasy, Beauty and the Beast, made in 2017, directed by Bill Condon. And later on Cine Club, they're starting Akira Kurosawa movies, because Akira Kurosawa is one of the greatest humanists of cinema. This Sunday at 8 p.m. we will see One Wonderful Sunday, made in Japan in 1947. And of course directed by Akira Kurosawa. From collected poems by Shri Aurobindo, we read Who. In the blue of the sky, in the green of the forest, whose is the hand that has painted the glow? When the winds were asleep in the womb of the ether, who was it roused them and bade them to blow? Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on orvelradio.org.